This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira wa ma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Yasin wal Qur'an al Hakim innaka lamin al mursaleen ala sirati mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by one of the huruf al muqatta'at, Yasin. Wallahu alam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the meaning of that. And the mufassirin have said that this also refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then took an oath by the Qur'an, wal Qur'an al-Hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by the Qur'an al-Kareem. Innaka lamin al-mursaleen. And he said, verily and truly, you are among the Rasul, Mursaleen, the prophets, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala sirati mustaqim, and you are on siratu mustaqim. You are on the path of righteousness, on the path of steadfastness. I remind myself and you that every single rakat of every single salah, no matter what kind of salah that is, fard or nafil or sunnah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, what is that sirat al-mustaqim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the same surah itself, اِحْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The sirat, the path of those on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His blessing and mercy and gifts. أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Jin par Allah ne inam farmaya. Those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Who are the people on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His gifts? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that also in the Quran and said, Anama Allahu alayhim minan nabiyyin wa siddiqeen wa shuhada wa salihin. Hasuna ulaika rafiqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the nabiyyin, the siddiqeen, the people who are truthful, وَالشُّهَدَاء, the people who are shaheed fi sabilillah, والصالحين, the people who are good. All of these terms have their own specific and special meanings. I'm not going into explanation of all that. But the first of those terms, أَنَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, the first of those terms is the Anbiya alayhimu salam. Verily, the people who are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above anyone and anything else are the Anbiya, are the messengers, are the Rasuls, are the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And among the Anbiya alayhimu salam, Sayyidul Anbiya, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Khataman Nabiyeen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam is their Imam, is the first and the foremost of the Anbiya alayhimu salam, and is the last and final of the Anbiya and the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran in Surah Al-Fatiha to ask us for the Sirat al-Mustaqim, to ask us for the path of righteousness and guidance, and told us that this path is the path of the Anbiya. And among the Anbiya alayhimu salam is the one we follow, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the last and final of them and the Imam of all of them. And about him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by the Qur'an and said that, ala sirati mustaqim. Innaka lamin al-mursaleen ala sirati mustaqim. So therefore, we know that the sirat al-mustaqim, which we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, is the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do we, two things to understand. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not teach us in the Quran to ask for the destination. What is the destination of Sirat al-Mustaqim? Is Jannat al-Firdaus, insha'Allah. That is where it leads. Sirat al-Mustaqim leads to Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, should have told us to ask for Jannah. But Allah did not tell us to ask for Jannah, because this dunya, you will get to Jannah if you do certain things. Jannah is not magic. Jannah won't just happen by itself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us to ask for the destination, even though that is the destination of this path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to ask for the path. Even in this dunya, we know what you look at when you are in organization consulting. You know, we talk about the vision of the organization and so on. But what do you focus on? You focus on the systems, you focus on the processes, you focus on the methods. You don't say simply sit there and think about the vision. It won't happen. If your processes are not in place, if your systems are not in place, if you are not doing the things you are supposed to be doing, that vision is only a pipe dream. It is never going to come true, because you are not taking the path which leads to the vision. Nobody doubts that you want that vision, right? The vision is true. We are not saying that when you say, I want Jannah, that you are lying. No, you are not lying. You are speaking the truth. You want Jannah. But the reality of life is that this dunya is the eyes alamul asbab. This dunya is the place for work. This dunya is a place where we have to make effort. وَأَلَّيْ سَلِلِنَا إِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for the human being is only what he works for. So that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention to the importance of work, the importance of action, and said, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Ask for this path and stay on the path. Right? Stay on the path. Allah did not say, run fast so that you will reach Jannah. No. You will reach Jannah, inshallah, as long as you are on this path, then this path will take you to Jannah. This path cannot misguide you, cannot mislead you, because this is the path of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. But if you stray away from the path, then obviously it cannot lead to Jannah, because there is one path to Jannah. Every path does not lead to Jannah. And that is one of the many mistaken impressions that people seem to have, to say that every path leads to Jannah. If every path led to Jannah, then what was the need for a Nabi? What was the need for Sirat al-Mustaqim? What was the need for the Quran? Live your life, you will get to Jannah anyway. So doesn't even make sense. So there is one path, and that path is called Islam. And that Islam is what Rasulullah ﷺ brought. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, the path of steadfastness, this is the path of Rasulullah ﷺ. And this is what underlines the importance of the Sunnah. Because what is the path of Nabi ﷺ? It is the way he led his life. Every aspect of his life, is it restricted to one particular aspect? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. For you, the best example is the life of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah did not specify any particular part of his blessed life. Allah did not say his domestic life or his public life or his life as a head of state, or his life as a head of the army, or his life as a when he used to do trading as a businessman, or his life. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a good example, is the best example. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. For the one who believes in the day of judgment, looks forward to the day of judgment, looks forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and engages in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greatly. So Allah mentioned very clearly, if you are serious about your Islam, if you are serious about reaching Jannah, then hold on to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now out of this whole life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I mentioned, what must I pick, what must I choose? Answer is, you do not pick and you do not choose. You take the whole thing, because it comes as a package. It doesn't come in bits and pieces. We have not been left to pick and choose from the life of Rasulullah ﷺ that which suits us, and leave out that which does not suit us. Because following is a function of effect of love for somebody. Following, what does following mean? I mean, this has been used, the word following has been used in the Quran in several places in different contexts. And the point that I always make is, what is the implication of following? See, there is a difference. If I take you by the hand and I say, come with me, are you following me? You're not following me. You're coming with me because I'm grabbing you by the hand. Right? I'm not leaving you with any choice. You have no choice. I've grabbed you by the hand, I've grabbed you by the neck, or whatever it is, and I'm, you know, carrying you, or I'm dragging you, or I'm leading you. So you can say, I'm going with so-and-so. Allah is not saying that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the one who follows Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is the meaning of follow? Follow means that the choice to follow is yours. Right? Choice to follow is yours. Path has been shown to you and we have been told this is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow this way. So following means what? Following means choice is yours. So we have to actively make a choice. When you make a choice to follow something, what does that mean? It means that you like to follow that. How else and why else will you do it? Because you are on your own. I mean, if you could have chosen to follow something else, but you didn't do that, you chose to follow this particular way, which means that you love to follow that way. And that is the reason why Allah said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah said, say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make my ittiba, follow me. He didn't say obey me. He didn't say ita'at, he said ittiba. He said, follow me. Now, for ita'at is there is a hukum. So, you say, do this, you do it or you don't do it, and then you are obedient or disobedient. But ittiba, there is no hukum in ittiba. In ittiba, it just means you follow because you love this. Why do you wear this kind of shirt or this kind of trouser? Because I like it. Is anybody paying you for it? No. Is anybody forcing you? Nobody is forcing. Why are you doing it? I like to do it. So the point is that you are doing it because you love this. Now in this case, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Allah is saying, tell them, those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, tell them to make your ittiba. Tell them, follow me. Imitate me. Emulate me. Right? And then what will happen? Then Allah will love you. See the reward of following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will love you. So one is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. Wallahu ghafur rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives and who is merciful. Now, point is that one, you are on the right path, inshallah. When you have been following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no doubt about the fact that you are on the right path. Secondly is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. Now think about this, if you are on the right path of guidance and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, then where is the doubt that you will end up in Jannah? This is, I mean, where else will you end up? But condition. And the condition is that we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam completely and totally. This does not mean that we pick and choose what we like and we leave out what we don't like. No. We follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam completely and totally in every aspect of his life. In everything that he did, how he did, what he did, we try to follow that to the best of our ability and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his pleasure and for acceptance. So this is the importance of the sunnah and that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this sunnah so clearly and so emphatically in the Quran, not once but many times, so that we understand that this deen did not come as something for us to interpret on our own and to do whatever we feel like doing with it. This deen came as a complete and total system with a book and with a teacher, and all we need to do is to follow the guidance that has been given. It is not left to us to do whatever we feel like doing with it. Even in this dunya, when we look at systems and processes, a complete process, I mean, when we do, for example, any quality process, Six Sigma or whatever, it comes with a total package. I mean, when you are designing it, you design it with a manual, you design it then with a field book, you run experiments, you run a pilot project, you show proof of concept, and then you apply this, and then there is a whole methodology of how you are going to do that. Same principle applies, the same thing in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this 1400 years ago, he sent a kitab, he sent a teacher with the kitab, he caused the kitab to be preserved. He caused the teachings of the teacher to be preserved so that people till the end of time, there is no doubt in anybody's mind. What must I do? Look at the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What must I do in my life in this situation, that situation, this problem, that problem, this difficulty, that difficulty? What must I do when I am happy? What must I do when I am sad? What must I do when I receive a gift? What must I do? May Allah protect you from all such things. If there is a loss, if there is a bereavement, any kind of situation, look in the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you will find guidance for it in that life. That itself is the biggest miracle of all time as far as I am concerned, because in the life of one person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put so many lessons for people to take so many centuries thereafter. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us focus on the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ensure that we follow it in every aspect of our life. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for the promise that he made, which is Jannatul Firdaus ulala bi ghayr hisab insha'Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.